I know and trust that the space always creates something different. When you close one door or just take time and pause, there are many, many other windows and doors and opportunities that come in its place. And I've seen this time and time again in my own personal life, professional life. Just creating that space is so magical, magnetic, and powerful. Life is all about relationships. Lovers, family, body, or money. How satisfied you are can be completely explained by how you relate to things around you. This is Sophie Jaffe, and together with my husband, Dr. Adi Jaffe, we are here to explore and teach you how to maximize your relationships and achieve a happier life. Let's get ignited.
This year, probably more than any other year in our past, we have all of us become focused on how our immunity and the system that supports it, our immune system, are so crucially important to our literal survival.
And one of the easiest things we can all do to support our immune system is take a high-quality probiotic. Adi and I have just started taking Just Thrive probiotic, and we are in love for many reasons.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, the thing is that what it allows us to do is be preventative, right? So many people are talking about how to not get infected, but how do you support your actual immune system? Did you know that 70 to 80% of your immune system actually lives in your gut? And that's why supporting gut health is so crucial for your immunity.
And did you know that more than 99% of the probiotics that you get in the market die in your naturally harsh stomach before they even get to where they're needed?
Which is why Just Thrive probiotics are so different. They use these proprietary strains that have been tested and proven to arrive 100% alive in your gut.
That's
which
amazing.
Is massively, massively important.
This speaks to when you go to the grocery store, you buy probiotics that are in the refrigerated section and you think that they're going to serve a purpose, but actually the majority of them die.
Yeah. So look, these probiotics are proven effective. They work quickly, and not only for your immune health, but they've been shown to address leaky gut in as little as 30 days and even help in your mood. We are really, really big supporters of Just Thrive probiotics. And because of that, we got you 15% off site-wide. All you've got to do is go to justthrivehealth.com.
And use the code IGNITED, I-G-N-T-D, to save.
Go get it now. Support your immune. This is the time. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of the Ignited Relationships Podcast. I'm Adi Jaffe.
And I'm Sophie Jaffe.
And we are coming to you here today on our Wednesday episode with some, a little announcement. And that is that we are going to step away from doing weekly episodes of this, the relationship part of the podcast, for a while. You know, when we first started this, Sophie talked about potentially doing seasons. And I look at this as like we've had like a 3-year season.
Yeah, we have not had a break. We have not taken a week off. For those of you that are diehard and just incredible loyal fans and followers of our podcast, thank you, first of all. And yeah, we haven't taken even a single week off as a break. Adi is very hardcore Virgo energy on fleek, and he was relentless and made sure even times that I was like, oh, I can't, he would drag me out of bed or whatever it was, that if we had to do a podcast, we were going to do it. And he wanted to bring that full energy. And as much as I appreciate that, we're moving into a new phase in lots of different ways. And we want to talk about that today in this episode.
Yeah, we also got a lot of, right, the reason we started this podcast is we said we know a lot of really amazing, incredible people. We want to bring them to those who haven't heard of them before. And we did that, right? We've like 1.7, 1.8 million downloads. We've talked to so many of our friends, some of them here multiple times.
Huge experts in their field.
I know some of you have become fans of some of our friends, which we are massive fans of a lot of the people that are close to us. And so we got a lot of that done, and we started kind of feeling like we're stretching ourselves a little bit in terms of where we're going. And so this isn't a goodbye, but this is like we're going to take a little pause. You know, take that, what is it, like summer break in TV shows generally?
And just yeah, kinda like, or even like think about it. For me, I think about it as, you know, after you have a baby, I have a PDF that I sell that's 70 pages long called Sacred Pause. And that's after you have a baby, before you move in. It's like to honor what was the pregnancy, to honor this 3 years of working so hard and showing up and having the best conversations. And now where are we going? And instead of we just, you know, hitting the ground running and pressing the gas pedal as fast as we can go, let's take a pause and see what we want. Who are we right now? Like after almost, no, it's been a year of COVID, a year of this new way of living, things are different. We are not going back exactly as things were. So what does that mean?
Well, and we've been living, obviously, like everybody else has, for the last year under these conditions. And, you know, before, like, the kids would be out of the house for 6-7 hours a day, and there would be these breaks. And so each one of us could focus on our work without being disturbed, or have sort of separate work and family time. And that's gone away. And I think what we notice, and as Sophie mentioned, I'm definitely the person who's going to figure out a way to, like, sacrifice my well-being.
Force it. And sometimes force it by overdoing it and get burnt out. And I also am someone who gets burnt out. I also love to bring my full energy, and I do have a lot of energy. Like, I have a lot of energy. You can go back to the human design episodes, and both Dee and I are made up very similarly in that way. And at the same time, we only have so much energy to give. And if we have all these other things that we care about, including three kids who have been home for the better part of a year, where does all that energy come from? So
yeah, it's amazing what you learn to appreciate when you don't have it, right? It's like, we didn't know how this fit into our lives because of the structure of our lives. But then when that went away, we definitely worked our butts off for the last year to still continue figuring out ways to squeeze this in.
And pivoting and bringing in the conversation of Black Lives Matter. It's been several episodes for several months and really pivoting with the times. But now it feels a little bit like we're ready to take the training wheels off and, like, try something different, but what does that look like? And without the sacred pause, I don't know that we can, we don't know. We have to allow the space for it to come through.
Yeah, 100%. So we're, you know, we're still going to release Wednesday episodes when they meet with that initial intent, right? So either we meet new incredible people that we really can't wait to introduce you to, or on the flip side, when we get inspired by shifts in our own lives, you know, we have new developments we want to announce to you, or insights, right? We talk so much here about relationships and about overcoming trauma and cheating, et cetera. And so if we learn new things and have new insights, we definitely want to bring that to you rather than rehashing some of the same stuff. We have hundreds of episodes you can listen to.
And speaking of that, Adi and I shared our stories on several episodes of our own cheating and affairs and betrayal and heartbreak. We shared, you know, details of this past trauma and pain with you. And that was, you know, the articles that I wrote and sharing it on the Ignited podcast, that was our offering. That was my way of saying, here's a gift through our story so you can learn and grow too and know that there's another way. Because when my world came crashing down, there were no articles. There were no podcasts talking about staying with your partner after cheating. And it meant a lot to me to be open and vulnerable and honest with all of you. Now,
well, and I just want to say also, like, that was a really scary thing. 3 years ago, that was a really scary thing for us, right? So when you wrote the article for Women's Health.
Yeah, like 5 years ago.
Five and a half years ago. It was it was like jumping off a cliff and just hoping there was a parachute. And Sophie asked for my permission. And then, like, you had your whole team and you guys worked on that article for like a couple of weeks, I feel like, really, to just make sure that we're saying it the right way. Because this stuff is scary and we don't have to tell you guys it's scary. If you're going through it yourself, you know it's scary and it's having that impact in your own life. So we kind of dove off a cliff about 5 years ago. Had all the incredible input, Soph, that you had from women and couples, and some of them we've helped individually. And then we started this. And then we had this opportunity to dive in so much more deeply than you can on an article. Because an article, we're not telling a book.
Yeah.
And here we've had, I don't even know, man, we must have told this story for like 6-7 hours if you add all this stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
It's really like a full telling of what happens to a couple when they go through these issues. And we know hundreds of you have written us over the years, letting us know how powerful that was. And so we want to honor that. And that's the process. That's how we got here.
Yeah. And I think for me, what I realized is as much as that used to light me up and make me feel so empowered because I was sharing that with all of you so that you could grow and learn and feel hope. Really, I wanted you to feel hope because that's what I didn't have when my world came crashing down. Now we're at a place where I don't necessarily, you can go back and read those articles, listen to those podcasts, but now I'm at the point where telling those stories again don't light me up. And it makes me feel like I'm stuck in the past. And I think in the recovery journey, you can obviously speak more to this, Adi, from like a scientific and clinical standpoint, but for me in my body, it doesn't feel like it's lighting me up and expanding me to tell these stories so vividly and radically transparently over and over again. And to evolve past that, I'm in another stage of healing from that trauma where it doesn't help me to do that.
Sure. And I think there's also, so obviously what I do for a living is help people who are stuck in similar situations to the one that I was in. And so I had to find a way, first of all, to somewhat disconnect from other people's experience, because otherwise it does drag you down, but also to find the positive, almost like the silver lining in all these things. That's different though than a podcast. We're just talking. Mm-hmm. And nobody's responding. I think, you know, we've had a handful of times, so when we were doing live groups and when maybe even here when we had live people for the podcast and we record, it's so different when you get to see how your story impacts people. But yeah, I mean, sitting around, I mean, look, again, no offense to those of you who love this system, but that's one of the things I don't love about the concept of getting up in an AA meeting and telling my story of what went wrong over and over and over.
Yeah.
In some way, it keeps you stuck in what went wrong instead of what how to move forward.
Yeah, and it served a purpose at that point. So 3 years ago when we first told our story, it felt so expansive. And really tuning into yourself and your own rhythm, is this expansive or is this contracting my energy? And at that point, it expanded us and we felt on fire, lit up, ignited. Now when I go back and tell those stories, it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel like the same level of expansion. It feels like a contraction. It's because I'm not the same person I was 3 years ago. I've shown up. I've done so much work over the last decade on this stuff. And now what I need is something different.
Yeah. And I mean, look, in the Hero Program, I talk to people a lot about anchors, about things that keep you stuck, right? That keep you literally anchored in the same place. And it seems like for you, that's one of the things that this has done. And so I think that's powerful. And the beauty of it is that once you let that go, you raise anchor and you kind of allow the freedom. You don't really know what's coming on the other side, but you allow for growth and change that hasn't occurred before. And again, right, having done this for 3 years, we've heard from hundreds of women, men, couples of all sorts who just really honestly, as you mentioned, Sophie, like on the front end, just said, thank you for telling a story of when this actually ends up being successful, because what I hear over and over and over is all the failure. And I think, unfortunately, it is because a lot of people who I'll put recover in sort of air quotes, then they just want to run away from it. They don't want to tell the story. So there's a fine line, right? You don't want to get stuck in your story forever. Yes. And you also don't want to shy away from it. And I feel like for you, Soph, this meets the criteria of, okay, I've sat in it long enough. I've shared about it. I've talked about it. I've explored it every which way. Now it's time to move on to whatever the rest of the story is.
Exactly. And so hopefully the space, I know and trust that the space always creates something different. When you close one door or just take time and pause, there are many, many other windows and doors and opportunities that come in its place. And I've seen this time and time again in my own personal life, professional life. Just creating that space is so magical, magnetic, and powerful. And so I'm excited for this. And we will be back, as Adi said, when we feel that ping of excitement, when something ignites us, we will come back full force and be fully present to that.
Yeah. And everything that we're talking about right now, just so we're clear, is about the Wednesday episodes, right? So Monday and Friday are still going to keep going. I'm going to focus more precisely on the things that Ignited does outside of this podcast, which is helping people who struggle with mental health and addiction. And that does still cover sex addiction and porn and all the things that we would talk about in here and how to deal with, you know, betrayal or how to build up a healthier life in recovery around sex. But it also talks about all the other things that are not related to relationship necessarily around recovery. So, you know, everything from triggers to the treatment system to what to do with family members who are struggling, how to overcome and know how to pay attention to the right things in recovery. All the stuff I've been talking about on Mondays and Fridays. We'll still have friends who will do Monday motivation episodes. All that is still going to keep going, but we're going to just become a little bit more focused. And then you'll know that when a Wednesday episode comes up, it's because we just said, oh my God, we have to go back to our people and tell
share.
Them that.
Yep.
100%. So look, we want to thank Sophie mentioned this, but we know there's thousands of you who've been tuning in every week for 3 years. And we want to really, really honor and thank you for that. I know also many of those people tune in to Mondays and Fridays. So I obviously can't wait to continue seeing you there. And then if there are specific things you hear in the past or in as your life progresses that you want us to connect with you on, please go to theignited.com website and let us know, hit the contact us tab and just send us an email and we will keep collecting those things. And when the right time is right, we will put them out.
Thank you all so much. We love you. Stay tuned. Make sure you're subscribed and mwah, have a beautiful day.
See you all in a couple of days. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Ignited Podcast. We are so happy to have you along for this ride. Please go and subscribe to this. Leave us a review. We love hearing from you. And if you want more, don't forget to go to ignited.com, where all the podcast episodes are available with show notes and so many of the little details and links from each one of these interviews. And you can look at all the future events that we have going on, all the things that make Ignited so special, even beyond this recording. Again, thank you so much for joining us. We will see you next week.